The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. What had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat, their father Zebedee mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boats and their father and followed him. He went all around of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So today, at the end of the day, we're going to know who's going to play in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. So we start today with the AFC Championship. We have the Denver Broncos hosting the New England Patriots. And of course, the NFC Championship, the hometown team Rams are played up in Seattle. And when you're a Raider fan like me, you don't care who wins, all right? And as much as I love pro sports, I have to admit, I love college sports even better. I think there's something pure about college sports. How many of you watched the game last Monday between Miami and Indiana? A lot of you did. It was a phenomenal football game. It went down to the last second for those of you who did not watch the national championship. But what really stood out for me was what happened at the end of the game. These two teams that were competing against each other, fighting for the ultimate prize of the sports field, after the game, many players from both sides got together to pray together. And you're talking about the captains of the team and some of the best stars on their team got together as God's people to pray. And at the end of the day, isn't our faith in Jesus the most important thing that we have? Thank you for the one person who said yes. You will go to heaven. The rest will be in purgatory with me. Of course it is. But what does our second reading tell us what's going on? A lot of division. And division has always been something that's happened. In the beginning of humankind, there's been division. And our reading addresses that head on today. All of them do, but in a special way, the second reading today. And oftentimes we focus on what divides us. But our second reading is telling us, and the gospel is telling us, to unite as God's people. So this weekend, in a special way, and I dare say our nation needs it now more than ever to come together as God's people. And this weekend, our Lord is telling us the call for unity, not uniformity. There's a difference. When we come together as God's people, united as brothers and sisters, we're united as committed disciples of Christ. Now, what some people want is uniformity. What does that mean? We can be friends if you think like me, you vote like me, you look like me, and if you're like my inner circle of friends, that I want to have something to do with you. Being united in Christ is different because it's saying we're united through Jesus, and we are going to think differently at times. But what far greater purpose is the unity we have in Jesus. We are all guilty of being very elitist, are we not? Where we look down on people because they vote differently than me. Or, you know, that generation of people, you know, oh, them. Or those people don't know. I know better. And that's what St. Paul's warning about in the reading today. Focus on who's the unifier. And that's Jesus Christ. And as I look out today at the body of Christ, I see nothing but goodness. Nothing but goodness. With many, many God-given talents and gifts. So let's try not to look down on people who are different than us, but build people up by being united in Jesus. The second reading always makes me laugh too because it warns of a cult-like personality. How many of you checked the website to see who was doing Mass this morning? Or called the office? It doesn't matter who's celebrating Mass. Our job is to bring you to Jesus Christ. We all have our favorites, myself included, you know, and I have my favorite musicians, my favorite actors, the list can go on and on. But if we're following Father so-and-so and not and only going to his masses because, you know, you get what I'm saying, right? I don't want you to follow me. I want you to follow Jesus Christ. My job is to lead you closer to Jesus. But we see cult-like personalities out there. And celebrities, politicians, clergy, the list could go on and on. And Jesus is saying, follow him. He's going to lead you to heaven. Human beings are going to disappoint you. But the only one who's going to lead you to holiness is Jesus. This reading's powerful because it talks about the power of the cross and resurrection. It reminds us what our true mission is. Our true mission is to get to heaven. We often lose sight of that because we get so riled up and we get angry. And our Lord is telling us, keep your eyes on heaven. Keep your eyes on heaven. Stay focused on why we're here, which is to love one another, to serve one another. So Father's job is not to entertain you, okay? If I come out, start doing backflips, call 911. I need some help, all right? So why am I saying that? Because sometimes we get so caught up in, am I aware that some homilies are boring? Of course, you may be looking at me right now like, wrap it up, Padre, okay? But if we fully understand the gift of the Eucharist, the Eucharist is Jesus Christ, fully present. And we sometimes lose sight of that. And we're warned very clearly today, stay focused on the price, which is always heaven. My friends, we've all been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And as I look out today, I see some Ram shirts and I see some Coach purses, I'm sure. The list could go on and on. And those are all identities and things that we like or be proud of. But our true identity comes and we were baptized in Jesus Christ. We all belong to him, every single one of us. And our mission is to be a light to each other, as Jesus says in this gospel. It's easy to be around people that think like us, that are similar to us, and to vilify other people. It's much harder to be a disciple. That means we have to see God in one another, even when it's difficult to. So we have a lot of work to do, myself included, to live out this gospel, to be a light to each other in our readings, to bring people together. The world has enough division. And it's up to us as disciples to bring unity and love to one another. Amen?
Amen.
So I want you to be honest right now. Who have you gossiped about lately? Who's the chisme been about? Who have you rushed to judgment about? Who have you vilified? Who have you seen as the enemy? And our Lord is telling us today to love those people and to try to bring unity even when it's difficult. When you die, I hope and pray that God is going to look into all of us and say, thank you for being so merciful. Thank you for being so loving. Thank you for not being an elitist, but being somebody that brings people in. I know the good people that you are because I see it every single day. I love being your pastor. But are we really living out our parish, all are welcome slogan? Or is it all are welcome if you think like me? You know what I mean? So let's strive to live that out and not just say it, but actually mean it. So who in your life have you driven away? And who do you need to love more? Let's pray on that right now.